Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to MLB Trash Talkers podcast episode number 2. Today we have a special surprise. We have different admins than we had on the last one. There will be another podcast tomorrow. For those of you listening not from our page is called MLB Trash Talkers. You can find it on Facebook. It is the first thing that pops up. We have a great page. We have over 35,000 likes. So if you want to look at some baseball topics, some memes, whatever you want to look at, we got it for you. Now, in today's podcast, we have our giant admin.
What's up, guys? Never Panic here, coming to you from the Bay Area.
And you'll remember him from the last podcast as well. And then we have also a new one, our Brewers admin.
Sausage Fest. Hello.
All right. Today's topics are going to be, we're going to talk about division realignment, and we're also going to talk about a different structure to the playoffs. So, let's get this kicked off. We'll start it off with our Giants admin. He has a lot to say on the restructuring of divisions and playoffs, so we'll let him kick it off.
So, what I'm thinking, okay, so I feel like having multiple divisions in the leagues is just, it's too much. I think that the MLB should lose the divisions. So, there's been a lot of time in baseball in the history where we never had divisions. It was always just the AL and the NL. Right now there's 30 teams, so 15 teams in the NL, 15 teams in the AL, and you go to a seeded playoffs as opposed to a division winner, and yeah, so that's my feeling on it. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I'm cool with it. Definitely. I mean, you know, the top, you know, 5 or 6, however many you put into your playoff slot, you know, seeding wise, should be the top 6 in NL or AL. I mean, I'd be cool with getting rid of all the Centrals and Wests and Easts and stuff and just playing baseball and, you know, being able to play more opponents in different stadiums as well. You know what I mean? That opens up your schedule a lot more to play other teams and, you know, as long as you got a certain amount of games within the NL or AL that determine who is the best team in it, you know, that's really all you need.
Agreed.
My thing with division, like realignment and things like that, baseball is missing one key component that every other sport has, and that's rivalries. And you can say Red Sox, Yankees, or Dodgers, Giants is a rivalry, but at the same time, I don't watch it as much as I used to in terms of like, oh, the Yankees and Red Sox are playing. Someone's getting hit in the head, you know? You know, we need rivalries back. And I think a realignment of divisions in general would do that. You put, like, for example, this is going to be a little bit biased, but for the, you know, the East, I want the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, the Phillies, and the Blue Jays. There's so many creative rivalries you can have. Yankees and Mets has not been a rivalry since the Subway Series. I mean, mostly because the Mets haven't been very good. But bringing that back, like, you know, 20 times a year would just immensely start a new rivalry. Then even, like, Philly-New York is a big thing in other sports, like the Giants and Eagles. Then, you bring the Canada aspect where, you know, America versus Canada and, like, New York versus – like, it'll be a big thing. New rivalries will be created, and, you know, we need that. Baseball needs that for it to succeed. The ratings have been down for years, and we need something to bring it back. You know, keep the West the same, you know, Giants and Dodgers and, you know, but put in, like, the Angels.
So you're saying completely realign the divisions and keep the divisions, right?
So it's like basketball. You got the East, and then you got the West.
Exactly. But I want a division winner. And, like, and I don't want the reseeding thing to happen because in basketball, if you win your division – your seeding still doesn't matter. Like if the Knicks win the you know the Eastern Division, they don't get a top 3 seed because it's 3 divisions. They just get placed wherever their record is. I don't want that. The division has to mean something, or else the rivalry doesn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? The rivalry has to go based on who wins that division. It has to mean something.
Well, yeah, but then you get stuck with, like, you know, I don't mean to go off of
sport here,
but like, you know, the NFL, you get a team that wins the division at 9-7, and then, you know, you got another division that has a team with 10 wins. You know, you're screwing somebody, and it sucks.
What he's saying is the record within the division and the record overall doesn't affect who wins the East or the West. So you still have the divisions, but your record overall is gonna put you in a seed. So okay. Say okay, there's so like
you can win the division and then not make the playoffs.
Essentially, that probably wouldn't happen, but essentially, if you had a weak record and there was another division that had 4 or 5 teams that were better than you, they're going to be a higher seed, and you could possibly get bumped down to a wild card.
I'd be cool.
If you win your division, you most likely make the playoffs regardless. That probably wouldn't change, but you know.
Yeah, but as far as the seeds go, you know, 1 through 3 right now in the MLB. Yeah, I mean that'd be cool if the guy that won, you know, the NL Central, like, you know, we're pretty low in our win totals compared to the AL. So right. I mean, you know, the Cubs could make a wild card slot instead of automatically having a 3-game or 5-game series against somebody. I mean, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, like, well, so to me, all right, so this actually goes a little bit to our podcast tomorrow with the DH and everything like that. I don't think there should be an AL and NL anymore. Like, I think
it's so just the top fit or the top fit or top 10 teams going to the playoffs. How do you divide the sides?
You
just on record.
This is what I would suggest. Say you put, yeah, exactly like a March Madness. It's a seeding thing. You just have, you know, it's Major League Baseball and
top 10 go
your divisions and the top. Yeah, exactly. There you go. And you create more rivalry because there's more teams you haven't seen before. Like every year, the NL and AL, they face different teams. Like, they won't face every team in baseball. Yeah. I think we need that. So eliminate the two divisions. Let everyone have a universal DH or no DH. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But
okay, yeah.
I think that'll just be better for the game.
That's the only way that works, though. That's the only way that works.
Yeah, exactly.
Is you have to take away the DH or else it won't work at all, because then the NL gets screwed out of, you know, wins, essentially, because they have a pitcher batting in a crucial position. And, you know, it comes down to like that in the NL so much, it's crazy. Like, look at the Brewers game the other night with the Reds. I mean, it was just back and forth, nonstop scoring, and then a pitcher makes a nice play with his bat and ends up winning the game.
Right. Well, that'll be for tomorrow, though. We got his whole DH talk for tomorrow, but definitely see your point there.
So you keep saying like 10 teams for the playoffs, but
well, I mean,
honestly,
12.
No, I say 12.
I feel like 16 is even better. 16 would be teams would be awesome, because that's
but,
it. With we'll talk about this in a little bit. Also, we're gonna get into this, but expansion teams, because they're for sure within the next I want to say 5 years. There's gonna be 2 more new teams. It's gonna be as soon as the Rays get their park. As soon as the A's get their park. The MLB is not going to turn down free money. They're going to expand 2 more teams on each side. So it's going to push us to 32 teams. That gives us 16 teams on the East, 16 teams on the West. Exactly. So half the teams from the entire league make the playoffs in this 16 team bracket. Exactly. So I love the NBA's playoff structure. It is, I feel, the best out of all sports. So if the MLB were to implement that into their playoffs, I think that would be great. And then with that, you could shorten the season, because the regular season is too long as it is already. And then that gives you more time to extend the playoffs and be able to get a 3-game series for a wild card instead of a playoff, and get a 5-game series, you know, so that we have a lot more time by shrinking down to maybe 150 games. That gives us an extra month to do the playoffs. And then it's more exciting towards the end of the year. There's not as much like resting or trying to get your players healthy by putting them on like we talked about last podcast, like people getting put on the DL, even though they're not hurt, just to get rested. Like, it would eliminate some of that stuff. So I feel like that would be the way to go.
I mean, I feel like the DL thing is also like, hey, you're kind of in a rough patch right now, guy. You need to sit down, you know what I mean? It's also a mental thing. I get it. I understand why they do it. I mean, it's a long game. It's a long season, you know.
Back to the exactly what you just said to our Giants admin. the season would definitely have, if we do what you said with 16 teams, I'm all for more teams making the playoffs. It makes attendance will skyrocket, ratings will skyrocket,
money,
people will be into it. But
more seats, more games.
Exactly. But the season would have to be cut shorter, maybe like 135 games, and then we have a longer playoffs, and it still winds up being the same, but there's more better, you know, there's better games because we'll have more playoffs, which is
much more entertainment.
110% down with that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, then your playoffs are going to drag on for like a month and a half.
It's playoff baseball, man. There's more teams. There's more, you know, I'd be okay with that, to be honest.
I know, but they do like a rest in between every time they travel, and it just ends up being really long as well, you know?
Well, so actually, baseball, of all the sports, I think they have the shortest downtime between the next game. Like,
they do.
Oh, it's one day. You know, they do their two games in Milwaukee, and then they do their, you know, they take a day off, and then they do their two games in Chicago. Then they take a day off, and then they come back. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Like, a series could be over in 4 days. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to drag on.
See, well, they need one day of rest in between travel. I mean, you could be traveling from New York to Los Angeles.
You don't want jet lag.
Yeah.
So, but I read an interesting article a couple days ago, and let me tell me what you guys think about this. So, the article I was reading was suggesting that for the wild card, it's a 3-game series.
Agreed.
So the team that is the lower seed has the first game at home, and then the team travels. You get the day off, travel to the higher seed's home park, and then you have a double header if it goes that far. So, like, if each team wins one game, then there's a it's like just
instant
like
double header.
Exactly, it'll trigger a double header for the wild card game, which I think would be really cool, because if you think about it, you go like all these like youth baseball and high school baseball, college baseball tournaments. Yeah. They're all like
when you get in,
you're playing like 2-3 games a day. So like, I think that would be exciting. I think that'd be really cool.
It'd be cool too, because you'd catch the other team off their toes real quick, you know. And yeah, that'd be cool.
Here's I'll add my opinion on that. I don't, especially in this current structure, if we change the whole structure like we're talking about, I'm for that. But as of right now, I do not think the wild card teams should get more than one game to prove themselves. You scrape your way into the playoffs. Literally scrape.
Bro,
you should get that one game. Like, the one game to me is more exciting than the 3-game series, because it's, you hit a home run, you know, it's like, oh shit, this, well, I didn't mean to curse, but whatever. We're PG-13-ish. I don't want like a drag on wild card series. I think if you're a wild card team and you didn't win your division, you don't really deserve as many games as everybody else. That's just in this current structure, at least. If we change the whole structure, I'm down with it.
Everything that I'm saying,
the wild card team should not be rewarded other than just getting a chance to have a play-in game.
Yeah, everything I'm saying is based on the idea of the structure being changed for the playoffs.
Okay, so I agree with that 100%. Then that would be awesome, a 3-game wild card series. Once we get more teams in, once there's less regular season games,
and you think about it, on top of that, you have an equal amount of teams on each side. So the teams that are like the higher seeds that are not considered the quote unquote wild card teams are actually getting extra rest while these guys are playing out, duking it out. So they got to use their pitchers, you know. Their rotation's not going to be ready to start another series right off the bat, so they're kind of at a disadvantage in that point, which
is
true. The whole point of the wild card.
Very good point. All right, so that we don't
gotta
dig
deep from within, man, and win it all.
Listen, the Mets got, anyway, I didn't want to talk about 2006 where the wild card Cardinals just, anyway. Just so we don't drag on this topic, we want to talk about the playoffs a little bit more. This is a good transition into that. So we've talked about, you know, realigning the divisions to what happens in the playoffs. Now let's just talk further about the actual playoffs, because we're just on wild card and things like that. So this is perfect. So what exactly, let's say, who gets home field advantage? How do you want home field advantage for the World Series, for one, to be determined? That's my first question to both you guys. And two, if the season gets shortened, and this isn't really a playoff question, but it's All-Star break. What can the All-Star break change anything to make it more interesting. Because the All-Star game, ever since it stopped determining home field advantage, I don't care about it. 100% just don't care about it. And that goes for every sport. The NBA All-Star game, all I care about is a dunk contest. Baseball, all I care about is the home run derby. NFL, I don't even give a damn about the Pro Bowl. So, I mean, honestly, I don't. The All-Star thing needs to be changed in baseball so that there's more interest towards it. Maybe a skills competition where, like, not just home run derby, but, you know, maybe like a fielding derby. I don't know. Like, maybe there's got to be something. There has to be something else besides the home run derby to make the All-Star break interesting for baseball. And then you guys can talk about the playoff stuff after. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the All-Star break is a joke as it is right now. I mean, I really didn't like when they implemented home field advantage for the winner of the All-Star game. Even though I'm not going to lie, it benefited us because we had home field advantage twice in the World Series because of it. But even though we didn't need all those games because we kind of wiped the floor.
Good for you.
In those first two. But yeah, like, I didn't like that in the first place. And then when they took it away, I was like, that's good. Because I honestly feel like whoever has the best record, it should always come down to record when it comes to home field advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I like that. I mean, the only reason why they did that is just to spice up the All-Star game. Like, when they did with the, LeBron versus whoever it was, you know, they spiced it up, made it about a charity, and they actually played the game. It was a really good game. So, I mean, getting a really good game out of the best players in the league is awesome. And like the NFL, where you see half the guys, you see J.J. Watt lining up at wide receiver. I mean, they don't go out there and they don't play football. They don't want to show everybody what they want to see, which is the greatest game you could imagine that year. All the greatest players. You know, that's the stuff people look up on. When I was growing up, I remember All-Star games, you know, Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire just killing it back-to-back. Griffey killing it. I mean, it was amazing stuff. You know, they're all trying and working, trying hard to win, having fun. And the NFL is just garbage. NBA, they're trying right now to make it better. MLB, I mean, it's a game. It's just a game. It's a rest period. It's a week of rest. You know, everybody gets to enjoy being great for a season, for a week, hang out, meet other guys, travel. I mean, I get it. I'd love to be rich and be in their position. No lie.
So what do you guys think about possibly doing it after the season? Or do you think that the players wouldn't go for that? Because you got to think about it this way, too. The All-Star game is right in the middle of the season. Like, these guys, they, like, want to make the All-Star game. But at the same time, I feel like I wouldn't even want to play in the All-Star game because I want that time off, you know? Like, yeah, I want to recharge.
You don't want
to. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's risky that the NBA and MLB both do it, but I mean, they've been doing it for so long.
Well, here's the thing. Honestly, when the World Series is over, I don't want anything else. And you can't do it before the playoffs because, well, you know what? If there was going to be a change where the All-Star break wasn't in the middle of the season, then, make it towards the end of the season before the playoffs start. This way, everyone who knows they're not going to make the playoffs, you know, those guys have something to look forward to, I guess, besides just the offseason. You know what I mean? I guess that could be a decent change. But, I still don't want to watch it. Doesn't matter to me when it is. It's not interesting enough. Like,
my thing with that is something on
the line, anything. Even, like, here, you guys get, I don't know. If you win the All-Star game this year, your league gets to host the All-Star game the next year. Something. Anything.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's a good idea. I mean, that my thing with it was, you put it towards the end of the year, those superstar guys, you know, those Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's of the MLB, they're like, no thanks, I'm not interested. You know, right. I'd rather not get hurt after the season playing a meaningless game.
But at least if you do get hurt, you have time for recovery.
You know, that little bit of, I have to do this, you know, still. So, I mean, that's good.
I just thought about this. What about this? What do you guys think? So, you put the the All-Star game, kind of like the NFL does it, but the two teams that are in the World Series, you know how they have the breaks for travel and all that stuff. Why not insert those games, the Home Run Derby, on the first day break that there's no game?
Of the World
then,
Series?
Of the World Series, right. And then you have the two games, then there's the day break, put the All-Star game right there, just to kind of keep the baseball flowing throughout that week. So, I mean, it would be a lot more exciting, I feel like. And then the players that aren't playing in the World Series, they can participate in the All-Star game, Home Run Derby, whatnot.
Skills Challenge, you know, yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm down with that, but here's the problem. Baseball players are still playing 130-140 games, where even if we shorten the season, it's still going to be that many games in a row now. If there's no All-Star break, when do they get their break? You know what I mean? They're going to need a break. It's true. Impossible for anyone to play that many games. It literally is impossible, especially nowadays when people are throwing harder, you know, running harder. I think they would need a break. So the All-Star break is literally just that right now, giving players a break. So if we move the All-Star game and all that to before the World Series and stuff, I'm all for that. But what happens to their break? What would you guys like recommend happening? They just play through it? I mean, they would like literally kill themselves.
I mean, you have a valid point there. I mean, there's pros and cons on both sides, regardless of, you know, whatever you're doing. Keeping it in the middle is cool with me. They do get their rest. I'm fine with it. They're fine with it.
You could easily stagger the days, like, say, half the teams get 3 days, 4 days off in the middle, while the other half of the teams are playing. Once they're done with their 4 day break, the next guys, the teams that play those 4 days, get the next 4 days off, what have you. Just like, so basically, you're getting the series off, but you're not losing baseball. The baseball's going to continue throughout the year. But you're just gonna...
like a transition period, like an intermission transition period. You call it in the MLB, where like these 2 weeks, the MLB, half of it's taking the rest, the other half plays. You know what I mean? That does work. I mean,
right, right.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we were the last thing that we just want to touch up on, because we were talking about, by the way, if you guys did not know, there is a report out there that Andrew McCutchen has been traded to the New York Yankees from the San Francisco Giants. You said the Giants got back who?
That's official. Let me get the report back up. The 23rd ranked prospect
from the Yankees. So
from the Yankees.
Just let me ask you guys, what do you think let's do a 2 minute thing on that. What do you guys think that means for the Yankees? Does it improve them dramatically? Is that like a good move by them? Is it just literally just them doing that for no reason? Or what do you guys think about that move?
I think it's it gives another guy in the, you know, bullpen, another experienced veteran. As far as Yankees always trying to buy a World Series, that is correct. I like it. It's a good move. It gives Stanton and Judge maybe a little less pressure. I mean, what can you do? It's a Yankees. It's a typical Yankee Dodger thing to do. That's all I gotta say.
I don't even think it's that. I honestly think they were looking for a serviceable player that they could get for pretty cheap. I mean, I think he's got like $2.5 million left on his contract for the rest of the year. So they're not paying a lot. They didn't give up a ton. Is the 23rd ranked prospect? I mean, that's not that great. I feel like what it is it's more of just like a move towards the end of the season to give their guys out there some rest. Because McCutchen can play anywhere in the outfield. He's been playing right field for us mostly. But he's still got speed. He can still cover ground in center if they need him to. He can move to left. So I think he's just going to like rotate in and let those guys take days off.
Yeah, I don't really care about the move in general, but I will say this. I am really happy for McCutchen that he's going to be able to go back to the playoffs, because that guy's been playing through a lot of shitty seasons in Pittsburgh, and he took it like a champ and never wanted to leave, didn't care about, you know, how bad they were or whatever. He went through the rebuild and all that. I'm happy that he's going to get a chance to go to New York, make the playoffs, and we get to see this guy on the national stage, and, you know, I'm actually happy for the guy. I'll say that much about it. And I'm usually not like that. I usually don't care about players. I hate almost all players. But McCutcheon's been a class act since day one. And I'm just happy he's going to be able to be in the playoffs. And, you know, let's see what he's got. Who knows? Maybe he turns it on. Maybe he Hideki Matsui's it.
I'm going to say this now. Andrew McCutcheon is the Larry Fitzgerald of baseball.
That's a good comparison. I think I would probably say Larry Fitz is better, you know, like in his sport. But McCutcheon's up there. I
mean, as far as being a polite, generous,
yeah, exactly, courteous
man, he is right next to Larry Fitzgerald.
Exactly. So is there anything you guys, I think we covered the realignment. We segued into our DH talk tomorrow by talking about getting rid of both leagues, at least in my opinion anyway. Is there anything you guys wanted to add about the playoff structure? Like anything that you haven't mentioned? And then, you know, if you guys don't have anything else to say, we can close it out.
I think we're good on the playoffs. I just wanted to get your guys' take on what cities you think deserve expansion teams.
What cities?
Yeah.
I'd say Oklahoma definitely deserves one. We've seen what happened with the basketball team. We see what happens with the Oklahoma Sooners. I mean, they're a loyal state. They eat, breathe, and sleep baseball and softball down there. As far as the other one, don't make it California. Don't make it New York. Don't make it Florida. Don't make it Texas. Give another state some money. Give them something to build around, something to look forward to. This big state stuff's got to stop.
Yeah,
my opinion.
Well, there's no way that they're going to give it to a state that already has a team.
I would say my two would be, again, Las Vegas just got a football team. Las Vegas got a
hockey
team. Give them a baseball team. Las Vegas is money, literally. That's when you say Las Vegas, the only thing that pops up, money. It would bring a lot of attention to baseball in general. Sports gambling is now legal across, so there's no problem there anymore. Las Vegas, and I would say either Charlotte or Utah. And the reason I say Utah is because they sell out the Jazz games like crazy. They're, you know, they need something else.
That's why I said Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So I got two cities on the West that I like on the West Coast. And then I like Charlotte as well for the East Coast. Vegas, like you said, definitely a good option. Or Portland, Oregon also. They got a pretty big city over there. They don't have anything but a college football team. That's literally all they have.
They would need
the Portland Trailblazers, dog.
The Trailblazers are trash, but
I mean, they still have Lillard.
They do have a basketball team.
For now, they have Lillard. For now, yeah. But that's another topic.
That's another page.
Yeah,
I mean Oklahoma City, I think, would be a good location. I mean, they got the Oklahoma City Dodgers there. I mean, that minor league team definitely gets supported well. I know for a fact because I have family that has all in Oklahoma, and I just think Oklahoma City would be a great place for a team. The Oklahoma City Tornado or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Tornado.
The Tornadoes.
The Bombers.
That too.
That was a joke. I don't know if you guys got it.
No, I went over it, you know. We'll leave that alone. So you guys got, is there anything else? Anything else you wanted to talk about or you want to
Yeah, I got one.
All right, go ahead.
Walk-up music.
Walk-up music?
I feel like walk-up music would be the hardest thing to do if I was a professional baseball player. Like, do I pick the song that describes me most? Do I pick the song that is going to hype the crowd up? What song do I pick? What's genre? You know what I mean? What do I do? My favorite song of all time, the hottest song on the radio right now. I just think it'd be a hard thing to do.
Your first at bat is the one that everyone puts their main song, but there are other songs during other at bats sometimes. Like, you don't have to pick one song for every single one of your at bats. Some people do change it.
Yeah, I mean, that too. Like, how often do you switch it up? How often do you switch up the genre? You know what I mean? Like,
right. I find it interesting you said that's the most challenging thing you would think if you were an athlete, your walk-up music. That would be the most challenging thing. Not playing 160 games, not staying healthy, not hitting 100-mile-an-hour fastball, picking your walk-up music.
Well, they're doing that already. That's their game. They love playing it. They're cool with that. You know, but the next thing that comes after the game, I'm talking about right after the game, what is the next thing you're thinking about for the game?
Like, what are you wearing? You know what I mean? Am I wearing an arm sleeve? Am I wearing my high socks? Am I wearing baggy pants? You know what I mean? Like, deciding what you're wearing has to be a pretty intense thing to do. Do you wear Nike? Do you sign with Nike? Am I going to go Adidas? Who are you supporting? Under Armour? You know what I mean?
Under Armour all day.
I'm supporting whoever gives me the most money. I don't care who it is.
Personal preference and all, but I mean, like, seriously though, I mean, what song would you choose and why?
Right now, okay, if so I had to choose question. A song.
Okay, I got
right
you.
Now.
So, what song would you got? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so right now, if I had to choose a song to walk up to, I would have to, just off the top of my head, Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons, because that song gets me hyped.
That was on MLB The Show.
I don't play The Show because I got an Xbox. I know.
I'm just
it
saying.
It sucks. But yeah, that would be my walk-up music if I had to pick right now.
All right, Sausage Fest, what would you pick?
Me? I mean, I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan. I love rap. But
sorry, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Like, I feel like Enter the Sandman would be cool as hell to walk up to, you know what I mean? And just swing your bat and stare that pitcher in the down, like, yeah, son, here I come. Or like Bone Crusher, Never Scared, boy. That'd be a cool one to do, too.
You got to pick one.
I'm gonna go with Bone Crusher, Never Scared.
I honestly don't know. I would do something really stupid because that's just the kind of person I am. I'd probably pick like Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy, or something just to troll.
La Cucaracha.
I would pick something.
If I was literally doing it, I'd pick Bon Jovi, "Have a Nice Day." That's one of my favorite songs ever. I think, and it's like a, you know, it's like a pump up kind of thing. But you know, I wouldn't put as much stock into it as, you know, unless my name was like, you know, unless I got a nickname like Big Papa, then obviously I'm putting Notorious B.I.G. Big, something like that. You know, if it goes with your nickname, I would do something like that.
Next question. Last one.
All right.
Given the player Joey Votto is, do you think he has trolled somebody with his walk-up music?
I wouldn't say his walk-up music, but he's definitely trolled the hell out of many people. That's what he does. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think he's done that before already?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't follow Joey Votto, like his music or anything, so I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him, but
he's like the Marshawn Lynch of baseball.
I feel like he's too into himself lately, like getting in fights for stupid shit, so.
Yeah, but he's funny. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I don't really follow Votto that much. I mean, he's old and he'll be gone in a few years anyway.
All right, though, so we're 44 minutes in. It'll be perfect to cut it at 45 minutes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to our podcast, whoever did listen. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you share if you want everyone to hear. Actually, do that for us anyway. We're demanding it. Thank you to Sausage Fest. Thank you to our Giants admin for being here. To the rest of our admins who decided to get high and get drunk because they're not adults, you do you, and hopefully we'll see you guys on the next podcast. We are out. Goodbye.